This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rows. Dynamic banter.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. What a show we have planned for you today. Oh, first of all, happy autumnal equinox to all. I'm not sure when that's at, but it's close to this time, and I hope you had a great one.
Is that when you're too old to have a period?
Yes. Yes, and the doctor removes your autumnal equinox.
Guys, welcome to the show. You know, Mike and I, we really love making this show for you guys because it gives us an opportunity to have a little fun. And share some stories. And above all, maybe learn a little something.
Yeah. What are we learning right now? Sounds like we're solving a mystery.
We've learned that Halloween is upon us, Mike. Boobs.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Did you just say happy Halloween in there and nothing happened?
I don't give a fuck, Becca DeGoo. Tell someone else.
Why is it spooky?
Today's episode of Dynamic Banter is a special History Road version.
It's brought to you by being Jack spooky.
Jackpot.
What is that?
It's stuff that's left over from the first time show.
I'm on the call of my line. Phone call of my line. That's kind of fun.
Is that the proposal? Y'all hands wouldn't have nothing to
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, that's the
Don't be Cousin Valky?
It's Cousin Valky.
That's nice.
So anyway, on this episode of Dynamic Banter, we're gonna go through a bunch of history roads. And I'll tell you what I found here, Mike.
Uh-huh.
I found some unreleased History Road songs.
Ooh. Love that.
Just going through the old email box.
Love it.
So how about we listen to
I would love to. People always starts to learn no matter what.
It's called Home Sweet Road. I'm a beefy boy, but my heart's a gold. It's time for a little bit of Mike while Steve takes control. It's time to close the show. Yeah, this one's getting long, but there's one bit that will never leave you left all alone. It's in your heart, feel it in your bones. Give me one honk and you're riding down this long history road. I'm on my
Sick song. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
That was done by It was done by Ben Ray, and he says, "Hello, Mipe and Sneeze. This is from this was just a day ago.
Nice.
My name is Ben Ray. I'm a lead musician and screenwriter from Omaha, Nebraska. Back when you guys were doing the Beatles History Road songs, I wrote a cover of Motley Crue's hit song, Home Sweet Home.
Don't be ridiculous.
In the style of Dynamic Banter.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. After months, so we're going to get a ding for sure. After months of procrastination, I finally finished it. I have attached it here. I love both of you boys and everything you do. Mike, I tried to get my girlfriend to listen to Dynamic Banter, but it was just too loud for her.
Well, you guys are going to break up at some point, but you know that.
So instead, I showed her Welcome to Our Podcast, and she loves it.
Never mind. You guys are going to be together for a long time.
Steve, you were fantastic and Wayward Guide. Thank you so much. And I love tuning in for your late night jams on Instagram. Oh, thank you.
Don't be ridiculous.
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Thank you, Ben Ray, for that. What a sweet, what a beautiful theme song.
Yeah, that was very beautiful. Great job.
We also have, do we hear the History Road with Owen choking to death?
Yeah.
We have heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
I wouldn't mind hearing it again.
Here we go.
Holy shit, dude.
Oh my God, Owen. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'm just crying. Fuck, man.
You wrote it? Don't be ridiculous.
He was Greek, right?
Or
was he Albanian?
Yeah, yeah. No, he was from Mipos. Yeah, so that's gotta be Greek.
Yeah.
Dude, Jesse made a History Road. Jesse Stillwell.
Has to be awesome.
And it was made in 2017.
Wait, what year is it now? Come on, quick.
Oh, shit.
Don't be ridiculous.
Will you just blow the...
So this is from Jesse. I don't know if we've ever played. Hopefully we played. This is from fucking 2017.
Yeah. He's sitting there like, I can't believe you've never.
Oh, history Road.
I don't know that I would agree with that.
This is like a Nine Inch Nails song.
Yeah.
History Road.
Let me close it together. History Road. 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 history Road
Jesse wrote a
it's beautiful
full song. There's also this one.
History.
History.
Somebody did this with their phone.
Yes.
Somebody did that with the app that you make ringtones with.
Okay.
Very funny though. Got me to chuckle.
Here's another one.
Okay.
Holiday. I feel like we've heard history. This
one. Holiday history.
That's a lot. I feel like I'm fighting with someone.
Well, I'm in a fight with the guy that made this. We're fighting. Here's another one.
That was a lot. In the minor key, is that what that is?
History.
History. Yikes, kind of depressing.
From Zachariah.
Zachariah.
Let's see if we got one more in here. Oh, here we go. This one's called the Ultimate History Road Theme from Andrew in Australia. And he said he spent the afternoon making the ultimate version of the History Road theme. So let's see if we download it.
We'll be the judge of whether or not it's the Ultimate History Road theme.
Oh, shit.
Red flag emoji.
It's a long way down the history road. History. History.
You know, I think what we learned is that everybody is cut out to.
You can spend an afternoon doing so many different things.
You can you can do whatever you want in the afternoon. James sent this one in. Let's see if we've done this one.
And the best piece of advice he gave me was, do not open your horse. Well, it looks like we have our first caller. And I mean ever, because this is not a call-in show.
Hey, it's that dude, Chorkmuppa here. So, this thing happened to me, and I feel like it's totally a story that needs to be told. I was coming back from Joey's Laughing Sock Factory, cruising down the street, doing a little pavement surfing, listening to some tunage, Summer Boy, and I thought, hey, I need a beverage. So I went to the store and I said, hey, cashier dude, you got the new Mountain Dew Razor Sharp? And he looked at me like bird looks at a mirror. Which, by the way, if you're a bird and you're listening to this podcast, dude, don't anymore. No new dues. I went to pay for my favorite little boy's drink, Gatorade. So my card was declined. Turns out, my cybersecurity had been compromised. And I even lost $7 in my account. I bungled it. So don't bungle it like me. Go to Extend's VPN today and use a discount code BBB. That code again is a bunch of B's.
All right, James. Thank you so much.
I like it. I like the bees joke.
That
kid again is a bee 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 bee.
Don't be
ridiculous.
All right. Well, thank you for those.
Yes.
Lots of fun stuff in there. But what we should do actually is get to the real history roads.
Don't be ridiculous.
I won't be. Mike, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
And I can't thank you enough for having me today.
Thanks for coming, dude. On such short notice.
Get out of here.
What
are you on the phone call
of
my life?
I can't believe he came in such short notice. All right. This is a history road from Jashi.
First and last name. Please.
It's a history road follow-up. DB with a side of SF, please. What is that, SourceFed?
San Francisco.
Hello, Malk Fagoza and Steed Razon. Just flick it. Flick it off. Haba Habibi Hamboy. I hope the podcast is going gippy. Remember me? Nope. Damn it. Already then. See you later, I guess. It's Joy Zui. By the way, Josue is how you say it. It's Spanish for Joshua. I knew the pronunciation would click in your brain, Steve, since you yourself are an undercover Esteban. I had to get you back for the other 6 times you mispronounced it, though. 7 if you mispronounced it again just now. I certainly did. Also, Miguel Mike is learning to speak Espanol to sound hotter during sex, I presume. Just like his workout routines. Yeah, that's how old this goddamn email is, you fart knockers.
I haven't heard fart knocker in a good time.
Anyway, I'm glad you guys enjoyed Will farting as much as I did. And seeing that everyone else enjoyed it as much as you did, I couldn't help but feel just a little inspired to share a couple more clips and hope you as well as the rest of us viewers have a laugh or two.
Let your laugh be the judge. If you laugh, it's good. That's how you'll know.
That's pretty much the whole story. That's pretty much the whole story. Me being inspired a little and sending the history road 11 and a half times. Which, now that I think about it, it's better if this type of history road is a once in a while occurrence. So I think it's okay that it took this long. Shout out to Derek.
Who's Derek?
If I may, I just wanted to sprinkle a Leal Source Fed seasoning on your Bimamic Bamper episode, if that's okay. Cookie Mumi, hi-ya, the weenus tugging shall cease.
Steve just gave me a look like, what do you think it means?
Back to what I was saying, I struggled with the fact that there are literally about 1,000 rewatchable funnies to be found in the SourceFed footage bin.
What do you mean back to what you were saying?
Yeah, like, where did we start?
You're the only person saying it. You're the only person talking.
I don't know where this history road is.
Dude, I think we're off the history road. I think we might be in the history weeds.
We're off the history beaten path. So I decided to limit
back to what I was saying, he says.
I decided to limit my search to podcasts only for relevance sake, and those who were at least one member of the Chaotic Trio was present.
Who's the Chaotic Trio?
The Chaotic Trio members were Mike, Steve, and Will. And in my research, I found that most of the more weird, atypical funnies occurred when at least one, but preferably two, members of the trio were present. There's that fucking xylophone again. Who's there?
It's like your doorbell went sentient.
Don.
It was the one with the robot combs.
This isn't to say that all the other SourceFed hosts were unfunny or unentertaining. That would be an incorrect assessment, but I do find myself laughing harder at the drawn-out, bizarre bits and silly bantering that occurred in the episodes where either of you three were crescent, tired, and ready to clock out for the day.
Crescent.
On 4-2 Nate Lee, I can only send so many mega BBs through Gmail, so I uploaded the videos on self-pipe and pasted the links on your left butt cheek. Please feel free to punch it, punch a kid. Punch him in the front, will ya? Feel free, please. Do it for you, thank buddy. Punch my ass. Punch it. And feel free to give any funny alternate title suggestions. And feel free.
I have an alternate title suggestion already. Punctuation.
Okay, well, here's the first clip.
Where's the masturbation come from?
Don't you guys hate it in movies when monsters have claws and they grab someone and the fucking nail bends like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It bends like rubber?
Because it's rubber.
And you're like, aw, come on, spend a little money on some
nails. No, these gloves are actually really good, though. Like,
they're great.
I like that the way they look. It's just totally casual.
And they're practical, too.
If they were filmed...
Go ahead and put them on.
Me?
Yeah.
Why not?
Of course.
You're going to let me?
Yeah, finally. Will, come on, man.
It's a big day.
You earned it.
This is a big day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How sweaty are those inside?
They're not sweaty.
Is this visual bit good for the audio podcast,
you
think?
No, you guys keep talking about
I'll explain. The black one's putting on the hands.
Oh,
and
no.
They look like lizard's hands.
Too early to quit deep.
So that was the first one.
Fuck, man. Too early to quit and then talking to Darren. Fuck, that's funny.
And here's the second clip.
This is interesting.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
This looks like a scoop of peanut butter right out of the jug.
Oh, so I was wearing that onesie that looks like a big potato.
And we just spent the rest of the episode
making fun of it, yeah.
Okay. Can we start the
go
what
ahead.
Steve
go
looks
ahead.
Like?
Go ahead.
Okay, we'll go around like this. Go so ahead. Maude was the first. In case you didn't hear, she said scoop of peanut butter
Thank
right
you.
Out of the jar. Just smooth peanut butter.
Creamy.
I'm gonna say
oh, God.
I'm gonna say you look like you look like one chicken nugget.
The boot? The boot shaped one?
You look like an uncooked Thanksgiving turkey. Is this one
Get
we were in the beanbag? Beanbag chairs?
On his
feet. we were in those like red chairs that
oh,
didn't
okay.
have arms.
Right. Right.
And we're just because
we don't
want to
see the bone.
No.
We
don't right,
that's
Sam
adorable.
What do you
no,
think
you got
is?
Another one.
Shout out to Sam Bash.
What do you
but
got,
I forgot
Sam,
what it was. I need a second.
No,
Sam won't
do it.
Do I look
Sam
like a
mean.
Caramel chew? Someone spit out.
You look like an old piece of silly putty that people have copied too many comments on.
Like a circus peanut. That's pretty good.
Well, I had a good one. It'll come back
Let's
to me.
See if there's
I'll
one.
Say
Don't
it
worry.
When we're deep into another fun conversation.
That's what I'm waiting
else.
For.
A little longer than a few minutes later.
I think I had a bee dream last night.
What does that mean?
That means like a dream, but it's not as good as like
no,
a
it's,
squad.
No, it's a dream that after you sting someone, you don't remember it and you die.
What the
oh, a bee dream?
I like yours better. I had a bee dream. It wasn't as cool as an A dream.
No, I like yours. That's a good one.
I think I got stinged or bit a couple of times.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
You look like Winnie the Pooh with his shirt off.
Winnie the Pooh in the sauna? Oh, bother.
Where can I get a tug around here?
Thank you for watching. I enjoyed making these videos a little less than you enjoyed watching them. I aim to keep as much of the original excerpts in while also cutting out enough of the ums and uhs to make it squat and easier to watch. Congratulations. You are now a SourceFed editor. I'm no YouTuber, but I did try my hardest. No, I didn't. Still, I hope I tried enough to make it funny.
Yes.
In your collective esteem.
Dude, good history road because a good jog of history and memories.
Yeah.
There's so much of SourceFed that I do not remember at all.
Any of
especially
that.
They would have us do the podcast at like the end of the day.
Oh, we'd be exhausted. We'd be like,
yeah,
I'm gonna go home because I want to die. And they'd be like, well, in 2 hours you got to sit down and talk for 2 hours.
Dude, remember the long break? I'm not shitting on it at all.
No.
But sometimes we would have long breaks between like
so long breaks.
Like we wouldn't really have anything to do, or we would have something to do for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then everyone would be in the same place for the podcast like 2-3 hours later.
Right.
And it would be,
it's just, and it was just a little factory going around in circles, right. There.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it. I hope you have a both have a wonderful I hope you both have a wonderful. And if that doesn't, would you make sure you at least have a day? I cannot wait for a live show to happen near enough to my body so I can sit inside.
I wonder where your body's at. Does it say?
No. Oh, it says from San Diego, yeah.
Oh, dude, live shows are happening all the time. We'll have West Coast ones very soon.
Don't forget to churn the dookie butter for me. Mike, please bring back the piss. And if love was an object, I would mail it to you guys. Love from San Diego.
You could always mail us a fleshlight. Money. That's what I meant.
Send us $200.
Like, what's the thing you come in? Money.
Okay, this is a Spanish history road about shit, blood,
mierda,
and cum.
And the cat. And comida. Eating.
Mecos.
Mecos? Is that what it's called?
I think so. I think so. My mom's real mad at me right now. Yeah, Spanish.
Would she know for sure? Should we call her up? Your poor mother. We put her through it now.
Jizz. It's a slang for jizz. Se what, dice mecos? Que las colchas en los hoteles suelen estar llenos de mecos.
How do you say I'm going to come in Spanish?
They say the hotel bed covers are covered in jizz. Se dice que las colchas en los hoteles suelen estar llenas de mecos.
I am coming. Soy mecos. Soy mecos!
Stop, man! Hey guys, welcome to the ad portion of the program, Dynamic Banter with Mike and Steve, brought to you by HeadGum. I want to talk a little bit about Stamps.com. Now, Mike and I have been using Stamps.com for quite a while, and you know, the show really supports Stamps.com, and Stamps.com really supports the show. So, for consideration of such things, maybe you should check out Stamps.com. Are you got a small business or something? If you do, then you know that there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why don't you stop wasting it on trips to the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. You save time, you save money. With Stamps.com, you can send letters and packages for less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. And here's the deal, guys. Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment needed. And within minutes, you're up and running, printing out official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And you're going to get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And once your mail is ready, you just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines, no waiting. So why don't you cut the confusion out of shipping with Stamps.com's new Rate Advisor tool. You can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. So why don't you start saving time and money with Stamps.com? There's no risk. And with our promo code BANTER, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitment. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, you click on that microphone at the top of the homepage, and then you type in banter. That's right. You go to stamps.com, use the promo code banter. Stamps.com. Never. And I mean never go to the post office again. Thank you so much, stamps.com. Hey, yo, 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 hey, yo. Big shout out to Tushy. Hello, Tushy. Let me tell you something. Tushy is welcome in my home, in my rear end, on my front, backwards, and forwards. I'll tell you, my friends, when they come over to my place, they know that when they use the toilet, there's going to be a Tushy brand toilet in there ready to squirt them down, clean them fresh, and leave them feeling like they just came out of a delicious, clear, crisp mountain stream. Tushy's the modern bidet company that washes away even the messiest of poops. You think you make messy poops? You're not even gonna believe how Tushy takes care of that. And it leaves you with a better clean than toilet paper. And that's the dang truth. And let me ask you a question. Is your butt clean enough to sit on the couch naked? If you answered yes, that's pretty cool. How about this? Is your butt clean enough to sit on the couch naked after you use number two on the toilet? I wouldn't trust you if you're only using paper. What are you, a cave person? Oh my goodness. Because if you got poop on any other part of your body, you wouldn't just wipe it down with toilet paper, would you? And think that that was just fine. I certainly wouldn't give you a handshake, sir or madam. Person. Tushy is just a modern bidet for people who poop. And poop, wash, and pat dry. What you do is you just poop, you wash, and you pat your butt dry. And then here's what the Tushy bidet features in the order of priority. It washes your bum with water for better clean than toilet paper. We've already gone there. Washing with water is less irritating and more soothing for your beehole. You don't believe it? Why don't you give it a shot? And it's easy to install. Even I did it by myself. It attaches to your toilet in under 10 minutes with no electricity or plumbing needed. And you ready for the good stuff? Using a Tushy bidet reduces your toilet paper use by 80%, saving you money. Uh-oh, now we're talking saving money here. Now Dad's interested. And it's eco-friendly and stylish, guys. Tushy has a full product line to help make the restroom the best room, including Tushy Ottomans, the sleekest toilet stools designed to help you poop at 100%, 100% of the time, rated number one by the Wire Cutter, and the new Tushy Brush. It's the only toilet brush with disposable scrubbing pads, so you can use a clean brush every time. That sounds clean. So why don't you start washing with a Tushy bidet for a better clean? Go to hellotushy.com/banter. That's hellotushy.com/banter, and you get 10% off plus free shipping. How about that? Just from your boys over at the DB. And this is a special offer just for our listeners, guys. At hellotushy.com/banter, you get 10% off after you buy and install your Tushy. Why don't you show it off? You get tagged Tushy at HelloTushy on Instagram. Tushy. Thank you, Tushy. No, no. Are there things that interfere with your happiness? I'll tell you, I certainly have plenty of things in my life that get right in the way of my happiness, and it's preventing me from achieving my goals. But you know what's helped me? Talking to professionals, therapists, psychiatrists, psychologists, whatever, what have you. But what BetterHelp is, our sponsor here, is they're going to assess your needs, and they're going to match you with your own licensed professional therapist just for you. And you connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's so convenient. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. And here's the deal. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. So here's how it works. You just send a message to your counselor anytime, and you're going to get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And this is all without ever having to sit on an uncomfortable couch in a waiting room with a bunch of other people thinking, man, what's wrong with Susie over there? And I'm like, I should talk. I'm bonkers. And here's the deal. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. This is very important stuff, guys. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is also available. Guys, you've heard us talk about BetterHelp. If you're thinking that this is something that might work for you, you need to talk to somebody, you're feeling unhappy, or, you know, it's not even a lot of, it's not even just about those things. We're talking about licensed professionals and counselors here that specialize with depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, etc. Lots of good stuff. So here's the deal, guys. You want to check this out yourself? Please do. We appreciate it at Dynamic Banter, that's for sure. So if you want to start living a happier life today, as our listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/banter. Why don't you join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health? That's right, again, at betterhelp, HELP.com/banter. Check them out. And guys, last but not least, new sponsor on the show, want to shout out Podium. Now, if you own a business, you know that there's just not enough hours in the day to waste playing phone tag. Who's calling who? Where's my notes? Oh, too many calls. The list of customers you need to reach doesn't get any shorter. That's for sure, especially when business is good. That's why local businesses elsewhere and everywhere turn to Podium. Podium makes every interaction as easy as sending a text. You've done that, right? Everything that makes your business great can get done faster with a text. Podium is just a better way to communicate. It's that simple. It's a better way to do everything, let's be honest. You gather reviews, collect payments, and even market to your customers. Podium makes it all as easy as pressing send. Here's the deal. You're not just going to free up more time. You're going to grow your business and get more done. With Podium, you'll close deals with customers before the competition even has a chance to call them back. Hello, busy sign. So why don't you join more than 100,000 businesses that already use Podium to streamline their customer interactions, and you can get started for free at podium.com/banter, or you can sign up for a paid Podium account and get a free credit card reader. Ooh, restrictions apply, and that's at podium.com/banter. Hey, thanks, Podium, and thank you to our sponsors today on the show. We really appreciate you guys. We hope you guys are all doing well and you're enjoying the show so far. And speaking of, why don't we get back to those rascally wabbits? Thank you for listening, and we'll go right back. And now we're right back to the show. Gabriel says,
"That's great."
Don't be Marcos.
Gabriel says, "Hey there, I'm a huge fan of the show and have been wanting to send in a History Road for a while, but never found the right story to do so. That was until I heard last episode's History Road, where a guy asked y'all about wet dreams, and it made me remember the perfect story to send you, as it involves lots of shit, blood, and a little bit of.
Okay.
Hope it's funny and not just gross. Here we go. I'm a one-time Brazilian-born boy. In 2018, I moved to Madrid, Spain, to study here for a semester. That semester was frightening as hell because up to that point, I'd never really lived by myself, let alone in a different country. The first 3 weeks in Madrid were really intense, even though I had fun. I was mostly anxious all the time. The fourth week, I started to have very bad diarrhea daily. They call that Montezuma's revenge.
That deserves one.
It's a satisfying...
Let me do my show, for Christ's sake!
So you start to have very bad diarrhea daily, which I thought was just my nerves. On the third day of
diarrhea daily is the host to
go.
hit me in the middle of the night.
Stop it! He said, on the third day of diarrhea, that's when that's when they rested me. Couple of different ones. True love came to me. I started to realize I couldn't even hold hold liquid in. It all came out of the bottom end. Please send us an email clarifying that. And eventually I started to see blood in my shit.
Dude, come on, man. Come on, I'm bud. Like, I'm like bleeding.
I was having to go poop every hour. I couldn't even sleep. I decided to go to a hospital. That in itself was an adventure because I live far from the nearest hospital. And I shat myself a little bit on the way there.
I'm like
William Shatner.
William Shatner. Do you think William shat himself on the way to space? Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
No, I know what you're thinking. Okay.
You're thinking the swollen man over here is the one letting out little...
No one look at me in this general direction.
Anyway, while in the hospital, I could barely speak any Spanish. Remember, I'm Brazilian.
Speaks Portuguese.
And we speak Portuguese. Portuguese. My Spanish was passable at best. After I checked myself in...
You proceeded to wreck myself in.
Oh, it's gonna be a long show! It's gonna be a long show!
I had to explain that there was blood coming out of my butt. They sent me to a doctor who spoke a little English and who believed wholeheartedly I was bleeding from my ass because I received anal sex. That's what he thought.
And he wouldn't be convinced otherwise.
She kept asking me with a thick Spanish accent if I, quote, shoved something up my butt.
Did you shove something? Did you shove something up in me? Did you?
Huh?
It's easier if you just tell me.
Cheap Italian at the end.
Which made me laugh so hard and did not help me explain that wasn't the case at all. I ended up in the hospital for around a week to do some exams and figure out what was happening. No one had any answers as to why I was shitting from my butt, except maybe that I had some type of bacteria in my colon.
Maybe I had some type of sex in my butt.
Maybe I had a little sex in my butt. Like I said, this story involves shit, blood, and cum. So here's the last piece of that puzzle. I can't wait.
Fast forward to present day. Here I am jerking off and writing you this story.
How did I get here?
That's me.
You might be asking yourself.
One night, for no particular reason, I had a wet dream on the hospital bed.
I'm coming day and night.
Well, not day.
That's it. I don't know why. I don't even remember the dream. I just woke up with messy covers. Now, the worst part is that a nurse had to come in my room every morning to check on how I was doing.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Who's who?
I'm coming.
Please come back.
I'm coming.
If you could just give me 1 minute.
So she came in that morning and I was just pretending to be asleep.
I'm coming.
I threw the dirty covers under the bed. She walked in, didn't say a word. Took my temperature while I was still pretending to be asleep. And finally, looked under the bed to find the cum covered sheets.
I'm coming.
She grabs them and I can hear her say, "Ay Dios mío."
I've never seen this so much in my life.
I'm like, I'm coming.
I'm like, don't come in and get.
And then she left the room fast. I wanted to die right there. I never heard anything about it from the staff. Thank God. I felt so bad.
You know she's told that story so many times.
Oh yeah. I think that was one of the most weird, gross, and definitely awkward situations of my young life so far. The happy ending is that the blood was actually not a big deal. I had a minor bacteria, and with antibiotics, I got better fast. Also, after this shit show, I was able to overcome my anxiety problems and had a great time in Madrid.
And now I can come anywhere.
They say living abroad makes you go through difficult situations, but I don't think they meant shit, blood, and cum in a hospital type of situation.
They might have meant that.
I'm very sorry if this was too much information or not funny. I just wanted to send in a story forever and say that I'm super grateful for you guys. I've been a fan since Cloverfields and the SourceFed days. DB has helped me a lot with my anxiety issues while living abroad. You guys make me feel at home and remind me that life is silly sometimes.
Amen.
P.S. I tried showing DB to my girlfriend and she calls you the Fart Podcast.
Why?
Every time we're at home and I'm laughing too loud with my headphones on, she asks, are they doing the fart thing again? And she's right every time.
Find you a girl with some intuition.
Thanks for the good work, boys. Love from Madrid. BBB. Bye.
Fuck, man. God bless you both. I'm happy for your butt. I'm happy that your butt is good now. I'm happy that your butt is good.
Immediate action required. You will lose access to YouTube Studio on November 1st, 2021 if you don't turn on two-step verification for Dynamic Banter at a YouTube channel.
Okay. What day? What's the day now?
Hope sends an email. Mike, hope.
Okay.
For once. Hope says, last week's audio. Hey boys, my name is Hope. I'm a two-horn born Canadian boy. It's ridiculous that you make us write that out. I didn't make you do anything.
No one.
I hope you realize that. I've been a fan of the podcast since the very first.
I insert your name here. You realize that.
I've been a fan of the podcast since the very first episode. I love your guys' dynamic. So about last week's audio, I don't know if anyone else had this problem, but I couldn't tell the difference between Brett and Owen. Maybe you can have them say their names before they talk. Thanks for the entertainment. Hashtag Brett, yes. Hashtag easy. Hashtag Owen, no empathy. That's very funny.
I don't give up.
That's some first time show shit.
Oh, keep it off the show.
Absolutely never again, guys. Be respectful to Mike, please.
I can't believe you made me write that out.
Embarrassing. I used to love when you would do that. You'd hit other things. Says, please, I'm serious. Don't say my name. Don't read this part on the podcast. Don't say my name. I signed what I would like to be called at the end. I mentioned my homosexuality in this, and there are people in my life who listen to this and don't know. And they said, I almost lost my job because of you, and this is not clickbait. Is their name. Yo, yo, small gentleman. Quick history road for you about how I almost lost my job as an Uber driver because of this podcast. Happy ending, I promise. You expect to con- to conceal yourself, but then identify yourself as a listener of this podcast with friends who listen to it.
She also said, and don't you're an Uber driver. Part.
Yeah, but you say you're an Uber driver. They're going to figure this out right away. But we'll see. I'll cut around it if this is a joke.
You could always go drive for Lyft.
To make a long story short, I lost a bet and to my friend. And my punishment was to play an episode of Dynamic Banter in my car while completing some Uber trips.
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
Immediately not our fault.
No, no. No, and this is your that. Decision.
Yeah.
My friend got to pick the episode, and she chose episode 141, Famous Last Words, featuring Robot Doctor. Since the episodes are about an hour long, I figured I'd only have to endure 3 to 4 trips ending in one-star ratings. Safe to say, I was stressed out of my mind that this would result in me losing my job, but I never backed down from a bet.
Dude, a bet is so much more important than the livelihood.
I love that they're like, I don't want people to know, but I also am telling you specifically they told me to do this bet. And they're gonna know.
Maybe it was a goof at the front? Maybe it was
a goof. I don't know. I can never tell with you guys. By the third trip, I'd accepted... Oh, since the episodes are about an hour long... Oh, I already did that. Okay. By the third trip, I'd accepted my fate... As the first two, had both you guys having a chat over here? Recording a show.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's something. Let's stop for a second and listen to what these guys have to say.
By the third trip, I'd accepted my fate as the first two had both rated me 2 stars with no tip.
Hmm.
But then a miracle happened. About a minute into my third trip, the passenger from the back seat yells over Steve laughing like a maniac. This is Dynamic Banter, right?
Nuh-uh.
Confetti shot out of my ears as I replied back with excitement, yes, you listen to it? Which they replied with, yeah, I used to watch SourceFed all the time. Wow. And that's the story of how I met my current boyfriend.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I'm gay, but we are friends now, which is cool. So thanks for that. Love y'all forever and ever and ever. K. Don't say my name, but I'm going to tell you what I want you to call me. I'm going to call you the first letter of my... You're going to call me the first letter of my real name, and then I'm going to tell you all this shit about me that my friends that listen to this show definitely know. But don't say my name!
You got to bleep it out.
All right, I'll fuck with it.
You got to... Just give it a bleep.
You got it.
Because it's all the rest of it is still very funny. Fuck, it's funny.
Right. Eliza Schulman sends a History Road saying subject BB Bacalo stars.
Baby Bacala.
Baby Becky Lair. This weekend, dear Mike and Steve, this weekend I'm volunteering at a local grassroots music festival in exchange for free weekend passes. I think it'll be really cool, but I don't know any of the musicians performing. When I checked the lineup for Saturday night, I found the following list of bands, which I think you'll enjoy. You ready for this? These are real bands.
Real bands?
Richie Stearns. Not so bad. Donna the Buffalo.
Getting better.
Corey Henry.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Maybe pick one. Bacalao Stars. Bacalao? Travers Brothership. New Planets.
Okay.
Greg Humphrey's Trio. These are all Wick Willie and Candle sets.
Yeah.
Vicious Fishes. Sonny Miles. And Africa Unplugged.
You see the guy who does Judy's Candles on TikTok?
No.
Okay.
Will you send it to me?
Yeah, he's a fan of the show.
My personal favorites are Travers Brothership and the Greg Humphreys Trio. Anyway, hope you boys enjoyed this one all the way down deep in your skeleton's bones. I love you. We don't tell each other that enough, Elijah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Elijah.
Thank you, Elijah. Nice and sweet.
What was that, Brothers? What was that one? If it's gone, it's gone.
Hang on. No, it's worth it. Travers Brothership.
That's so funny.
Bless you. This is a cum story road from Keenan.
Are you doing ads afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll just do them like as soon as we get them, pretty much.
Okay.
Oh, hey there, you freaky fellers. My name is Keenan, and I live all the way up in Canada. I'm just writing to tell you about the time that cum almost caused me to crash my car in traffic in downtown Vancouver. I like that we're the ones you guys come to confess all your cum stories. Confess.
Confession.
I'd gone on a journey to the city with my lovely partner, Christina. Shout out two times. As we live a few hours northeast of Vancouver, we were driving through the city trying to find a goddamn place to eat. When I saw a work van that looked like it said come in huge letters on the side of it, I called out, look, come! As Christina yelled, babe, stop, we're gonna die! As I had to slam on the brakes to narrowly miss smashing into traffic in front of us, I just want you guys to know that you are a weekly laugh riot for both of us, and please keep doing everything that you already do. P.S. Have you ever considered singing Hungry Eyes as the Open Eyes, Close Eyes guy? It's all I can ever hear in my head. Oh, shit. I didn't know you could do that. Holy shit. We got some, alien,
yeah.
Alien fucking...
You know this show's beamed out of space.
History Road, Ren Faire, that for reason has Calypso music, the album. Hey, BB Bewies, is from Daniel. Love the pod. Here are some song titles that I came up with for the Ren Faire album. I know you didn't ask for any, but whatever the fuck. Did we talk about doing a Ren Faire album?
Probably.
Jesus.
I don't remember that at all.
Too Many Dents in My Drum. I Shot Omar Sharif.
I Shot Omar Sharif.
Kevin Hart Running on a Treadmill. Problematic Reggae Remix.
That means it's done by whites.
Ethnically Ambiguous and Nerdy. Bumbo Clat Boys featuring Chet Hanks. Come On Eileen, Gimme the Coinge.
Come on Eileen, I said give me the coinge.
Wag Owen? Now you also have my bullshit thoughts. Thanks. This is my favorite podcast, Dan from the UK.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan. Good to see, good to hear from you.
Howdy, boys. This is Antoni, but you can call me, but you can't call me. I go by he/he because I'm funny. I've been a fan since Suppy was MLG Haunt and Balloon Shop was my Sesame Street.
Aw, that's nice.
Love the show and all you do. Just wanted to say I love the joy you guys bring to the people, and my favorite part of college was riding the bus home and trying not to look insane while listening to your dizzying noise vomit of a podcast. Also, Mike,
yes.
That vid you and Olin made was top of the line.
Oh, thanks,
more
dog.
Of that, please.
Thanks, dog. Maybe in the future.
Also, I wanted to share this one time that Steve read one of my questions on Table Talk. Okay.
Remember Table Talk?
He's got a clip. Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
That's the thing they'd have us do after.
Very
the
exciting announcement today. Opera GA.
Oh, thanks, PewDiePie.
PewDiePie, what happened to that guy?
Apologize to her.
Yeah. Slap one face. Oh, this is with Maud and Matt Mercer. Said, what is your favorite sad/happy food?
Ooh, Tim Tams.
Tim Tam Slam.
Tim
Remember
Tam
that
Slam.
Day? That was a good
Thank
day.
Thank you so much for those memories, my friend. BB Antoni. Thanks for the goose and the gas. Shout out to Rob Deirdrick. I met him once at some event in a mall in Jersey around 2011. I was 12 or something. 23 now. Okay, that's it.
Random shout out to Rob Deirdre.
Why?
That's kind of fun. big time listener, obviously.
Wow, some people just really sent their History Road like over and over again.
Really?
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Teresa Smith says, "Hey, BB boys. My name is Teresa, and I'm a half-honk BB lady. Anyways, I thought I'd send this with a real good poop-my-pants story that landed me my husband, but I saw this TikTok, and man, I need y'all to look at this ASAP. Tell me what a plumbus is."
Plumbus?
What is this?
Christopher okay. Plumbus?
There's a TikTok here. Let's see it. Oh, I see.
What this is? Here's what it says. Plumbus knows. Plumbus can get sticky. Plumbus is great with the kitchen. Plumbus will make it up to you. Plumbus connects to your brood using GHG connective tissue. Plumbus is heavier and spongier than ever. What the?
So there's someone at like a 99-cent store, and there's this product called a Plumbus, and it looks weird as fuck. And it's from Rick and Morty.
Okay.
And I guess there must have been a surplus of these things. I love that they just put them in a regular store. Jonathan Frakes slow-mo voice. What is a plumbus? Side note, you are both wonderful, and thanks for giving me yet another reason to look forward to Fridays. Later, my dudes. Bye, Teresa.
Bye, Teresa.
Allison sends in the BB Boys, DB Baby Boys History, BB Rose. Says, "Hey there, DB boys. I've been a longtime watcher listener since the SourceFed days, and you two put a smile on my face every week without fail.
Thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to send over what I thought was a great blank is my favorite blank that happened to me today that goes as follows. My friend texted me in a particularly bland afternoon saying, 'Ugh, why am I so unmotivated today?'"
Great question. Let's go to the...
Let's go to the call.
Let's go to the answer.
To which I responded, "'Cause it's Thursday and nothing matters." To which he responded, "'It's Thursday and nothing matters is my favorite less popular Cure song."
Yeah. "It's Thursday and nothing matters.
Hope y'all got a laugh out of it like I did. Thank you so much for the endless jokes and laughter and light you bring to my week. Love y'all, Allie."
Thank you, Allie.
Alex sends an email, History Road, saying, "A celebrity owes me a selfie."
Which one? Pick Hello, any one.
Steven Michael Banter.
Banter the last name.
"My name is Alex. The other episode you boys talked about how celebrities don't need to say hi to you and don't owe you anything. Remember this?"
Yes.
"I do. You do too. I have a story that relates. Back in the golden age of 2019, I went to go see a comedian in my home state of Connecticut. Shout out to Nutmeggers."
Does she say what part or nor?
It's Alex, a man named Alex. No part.
Doesn't say what part of Connecticut. No. Okay.
"His name is Zach Milonief. He's not super well known outside of CT, but he's very funny."
Okay.
"It was a great show, and afterwards I wanted to say hi to him, so my friend and I stood in line to speak with him and maybe even take a little selfie. Zach was very kind to everyone because he spoke with them for as long as they wanted and took pics. This made my friend and I excited for our turn. Finally, we were next in line. Zach was right there, and I kind of looked up to him, so it's a big deal to me. He completes his conversation with the people, and as I'm about to step up to talk to him, he turns to me and looks directly in my open eyes and says, 'Hold on.' I'm like, 'Of course I'll wait for you, Zach.' So I wait as he goes over and talk to people I think are his family. I continue waiting. I keep waiting. 20 minutes pass by and Zach is still talking to other people and me, and the few other people in line are starting to get annoyed.
Oh, fuck. And at this point, you're waiting.
Some people leave, but I don't. Not yet. At the 30-minute mark, I leave. Sad.
Oh, no.
I understood Zach had people to talk to, but I was looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah.
If only he wasn't talking to Zoya for so long.
Zoya, huh?
Oh, wait, did I just say Zoya? Yes, I did, because Zach Milonief is an anagram for Mike Falzone. So, yes, this is about Mike telling me to hold on and leaving me on red. This was in Bridgeport, Connecticut at the Laugh Factory. One day, I will get my selfie with you, Mike, but until then, have a great night.
Stress Factory.
You too, Steve. Always and forever, Alex.
So, let me get this straight. I said, hold on, and then I went and I talked to my family.
And then he said he waited and waited. Listen, I think this is a perfect example of what Mike and I were talking about.
Who? What's this guy's name?
His name is Alex.
Alex, give me 1 minute.
But truly a great example of what we were talking about.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just...
I'll get you a picture, dog. But, you know... Sometimes, Alex.
It's okay. I don't think he's... This can't be serious.
Doesn't matter.
Like, he's not seriously upset. There's no way you're seriously upset because you referenced the thing we were talking about, which is that people don't owe you anything. And it's really nice to stick around to say hi to as many people as you possibly can after those things. And
we have the story together. We'll have the story forever.
Right. And there's an understanding.
We're talking about it now.
There's an understanding that there's no owed thing. And actually even staying after to say hi to people is an extra thing that's nice and may not happen. Yeah. May happen. May not happen for everyone. But we do the best we can, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So.
Steve.
This is hopefully not seriously someone being like, how dare you, Mike?
I don't like that they had to use
a history road. Name. And an anagram name, yeah.
Well, here's your, since we read your history road, there's your minute. There's your extra minute. Love you. Sorry.
Sorry, Alex. Sorry, Alex.
Sorry, I was talking to my family.
Sorry, he was talking to his family. This is someone named Reese from Australia. And says, please don't be discouraged to read this email in your finest Aussie accent.
Of PC's fame.
Dear Mike and Steve are gonna do bits. This is my first email, so I'm a little nervous. I guess I'll just imagine you marvelous men in your MeUndies. I just wanted you guys to let you guys know that this podcast has entertained me so much over the years. I haven't gotten into a car accident while listening yet, knock on wood.
Don't.
But I do have a lot of fond memories hearing you two double grande Lee boys farting and honking for like an hour every week. I don't really have any interesting stories to tell, but when I do, I'll get straight to that keyboard and type another big, beautiful paragraph for you boys to read. Don't bring back the piss, Reese. P.S. Come to Brazil. Why? What? Come to Brazil? I thought you're in Australia.
Yeah, but they don't want us there.
They don't want us there.
He doesn't want us where he lives. Go to Brazil.
Brazil.
Go to Brazil. Brazil.
Wow, there's a lot of this same fucking...
Block it.
Email over and over again. God, but I've already read it.
Was it the guy asking for the picture?
Sean sends a history road saying, happy history road. Hey, boys, I hope you're having a good day. If not, I hope this makes your day brighter. I want to say that your wonderful personalities are genuinely conveyed in your content, and I hope you guys know what you have is special.
Oh, that was very nice.
The people who hear you boys realize how beautiful this all is. I truly love you both. And so many people, thank you for what you do. P.S. Your ads are the only ones I listen to. You hear that?
Dude, can you read that part one more time?
He says, P.S. Let me turn off the music for a second here. P.S. Your ads are the only ones I listen to.
Okay.
P.P.S. There's some P.P. in here.
I fast forward through the ads.
Your improv music bits from last week are my favorite DB bits ever.
Oh, wow.
Also, get her back is a straight banger, and I'm stealing it to get famous, so don't sue me.
I'm stealing it to get her back.
I'm gonna use it to get her back. Get her back. All right, well, thank you so much for that history road, my friend. Oh, dude, have you heard about this? Okay, so this guy named Mike, he sends in history road talking about this thing called the fart guitar pedal.
Uh-huh.
So he says, BB Boys, hey, Mike and Steve, it's Mikey P, the two-horn honk, born homie from all the way up north in Canada. A lot of Canadians today.
Yeah.
Who made those Helter Skelter plus Beastie Boys-esque History Road songs.
Really good.
But I digress. I have a premonition that you guys might really enjoy. So, okay, so someone is doing a Kickstarter for a fart pedal for their guitar.
That's real?
It's real.
I thought the one that I saw, it wasn't.
No, it's real. And you can toggle between wet and dry farts and how much gas is in the mix. And it's just a guitar pedal. So here's an example of it. So this guy's just rocking out. What am I, in a guitar center? And then here it is with the fart pedal. Wait, so this is a live recording.
Dude, I don't like that. I don't like that.
So,
man, you just got kicked out of your Uber.
So these farts are specifically made for the fart pedal. You can't find those farts anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
And it's a real thing. And if you want to get it, you can go to the Kickstarter.
I don't know, man.
There's already $60,000 pledged of their $30,000 goal. They've got 345 backers. And yeah, you can still get it if you want.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I wish I want it, but I don't think I want it that bad, because it's like, you know, it is what I think. But if you wanted to send it to us to try on the show, I wouldn't.
You
say
get
no.
It and you give it to us.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Because I don't want it. I don't want to buy it myself. Oh God, this email's too long. Sorry, guys.
That was good. Maybe put it in the later box.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get her back. I'm gonna get her back.
Bobby sends a History Road saying, History Road, do the deuce. Hey, Mike and Steve, with all the poop stories popping up in History Road lately, I've had some memories resurface that only you two could elevate with some soundboard farts and giggles.
No problem.
I love it. I love that we're like in the fart days of the podcast.
Yeah, this is a
like,
fart era.
You know, like there's been farts on the show for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. And how?
And how? But you know, we're really in a fart. Like,
we're really
we're in the thick of it.
Yeah, we're really. What is it called? Hitting our.
Really get. We're really. We're now cooking with gas.
We're really hitting the skids.
Really skidding the marks. Hey, Mike and Steve. So one time my wife and I were at GameStop, and the only other customers in the store were a mother and her son. And her elderly father. It was a small store, and they were not exactly quiet, so we could hear their conversation clearly from a distance, and it went a little something like this. Mom to her son. All right, honey, are you ready to pay? Sniffs. What is that smell? Son. Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, God, what is that? Grandpa then mumbled, I think I shit my pants. Mom, what was that? Grandpa, in his best Clint Eastwood grumbly voice, I said I fucking shit myself. He barked loud enough for the whole store, aka us and the lone employee, to hear. Mom. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Well, let's get Grandpa out of here. Let's get you cleaned up and we'll go get some new pants. The kid put his game back, sadly.
Oh, he couldn't buy the game.
Come on!
Let the kid buy the game.
And shuffled him out as best they could. All while a few nuggets fell out of the man's pant leg. I don't believe you.
No, I don't believe you because he's probably wearing underwear.
I can still hear his grumbly voice and it gives me a laugh to this day. Not sure if this makes me a bad person since he was likely in his 80s. But damn it, it was so funny in the moment.
I get that it could be funny and also bad at the same time. Because you don't want to, you're going to hopefully be that someday. You're going to hopefully be 80.
Yeah.
And you don't want people laughing at you when you fucking shit yourself.
And we're not saying if. We're saying when.
When you shit yourself.
When you shit yourself in pants.
You will do a shuffle dance.
Two. As for story number two.
How many different fucking...
There's a lot.
Do they all have their own individual pictures on there?
I wish. Like, just little color. Like, they're all colors.
Yeah.
One's like how fucking... How bad they smell. There was an ambulance leaving as I was in Target, as I pulled into the parking lot, but I didn't think too much of it. I ran to the restroom shortly thereafter, only to walk in on the aftermath of what likely caused that individual to leave in an ambulance. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Wait. Walked into the bathroom?
Yeah.
To find what? Okay.
Next to the urinal, the very first stall was completely covered in yellow caution tape and a few wet floor signs.
Oh, no. This is the same person that... Okay.
What I could see through the cracks in the stall was what can only be described as a Jackson Pollock poop painting. I don't know if that guy exploded, but his butthole certainly did. Through the gaps, you could see brown splattered on the back wall, some on the floor, and at the base of the toilet. And frankly, I did not need to see any more than that before I turned and ran out in horror.
Okay.
All right.
Some on the floor.
It was a chalked body outline away from a full-blown crime scene, and I don't know why they didn't just close the entire restroom to save the likes of myself from that sight. I still have no clue if the ambulance was connected to the pooper, but I like to think that it was.
The ambulance connected to the...
Pooper. And
where was this? Was this at the mall?
Was that Target?
Target.
But I'd like to think it was, and I know I'd want to see a doctor if I painted my bathroom like that. Anyway, that's it for Poop Chronicles. All right. Anyway, I want to say thanks to you two for all the laughs. You're all the best part of my Friday, and I look forward to all the loud noises and laughs every week. Keep doing what you do, and Mike, please come back and do more shows in or near Atlanta.
Okay. Dude, guys from Atlanta hit me up, and they were like, let us know if you want to do dynamic banter. No shit. Banter.
Ooh, something tells me after this East Coast shit, dude, you guys are going to see DB hitting the road.
That was us hitting the road.
I was out of town when you were here earlier this year, and I was so bummed I couldn't make it. Love you, boys. Wishing you all the best. Sincerely, Bobby, please don't say my last name.
Don't do it. You want to do one more?
Let's do one more, baby.
Some on the floor. And something on the floor.
Jamie sends an email. Say, jokes from 1991.
Oh, nice.
Howdy, I recently came into a copy of the January 1991 edition of Playboy magazine.
I recently ejaculated into a copy. some on the floor.
They had a helpful page for party jokes to use, so I thought I'd send them in for Mike to use in his set, possibly. Or for either of you to use at any upcoming industry parties. I'm going to attach a picture of it, but here are four of my favorites.
I like that people think that we're at industry parties.
Mm-hmm. Two friends went off on their annual hunting trip to the North Woods.
Pretty funny so far.
Some on the floor. As they sat around the campfire late one night, a huge animal suddenly crashed through the underbrush, heading right for them. One of the men dashed for safety behind a large boulder, but the other began to try to outrun the growling beast.
Can't.
What the hell is it? The sprinted fellow screamed. A bear? How the hell should I know? His companion yelled back. I'm in textiles, not fur.
Yeah, I'm gonna add that one to the old resume. Let me add that one to the old set list. Looks like Papa got a new closer.
Here's another one. Our theological sources tell us the Vatican is coming out with a Catholic version of Playboy. The centerfolds are the same, will be the same, but you have to pull it out at just the right moment.
I get it.
Get it?
Yes.
A customer walked into a neighborhood bar. Sat on a stool.
Can you see when the punchline is coming up?
Yeah.
Does it say like punchline?
No, I know when it's coming. You want me to signal you?
Yeah, let me know. All right. I should know.
A customer walked into a neighborhood bar, sat on a stool, and ordered a whiskey with a beer chaser. 6 silent hours and many whiskeys and chasers later, he looked up at the bartender and finally said, "Nice weather we're having." "Hey, pal," the bartender snarled. "You want a drink? Or you want a bullshit? What?
That's it? That's the joke?
Yeah. "Hey, Mike, why did Exxon stop offshore drilling?"
I don't know.
"How about because all of its oil was already on the shore?"
Oh. I'm starting to get angry.
Now, I know these were pretty good, but if you think you can top these, there's a section at the bottom for you to send in a suggested joke, and if it gets picked, they'll give you $100.
Man, to also, go back in time.
If you pals are down for a chat, here's a number to connect with a Playboy Playmate. It's the 1-900 number. Don't get too excited because I tried to call as soon as I got the magazine and the number was out of service. But I'm holding out hope y'all will get connected. Best of luck. Should I read another joke from here?
Yeah. They just sent you the whole page?
Yeah.
Man, those were... That was in the 90s, too.
One food company is considering marketing a new cereal with a picture of Andrew Dice Clay on the box, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, Andrew Dice Clay. Career, huh? It'll be called Nut and Bitch.
Okay.
When the school bus stopped at the Backwoods Junction, the third grader jumped down the steps and ran to his waiting mother. Mama, mama! We went swimming today. That's nice, Jethro. And you know what? What? Oh, and you know what? What, Jethro? I got me the biggest pecker in the whole entire third grade class. That's nice, Jethro. Why you think that is, Mama? I reckon it's because you're 17, Jethro. Damn, this is from 1991.
Yeah. Man, bad comedy is bad no matter what year it is. Some things are so bad they withstand the test of time.
Damn.
That's really funny.
These
because
are party jokes.
Imagine going to a party. You think there are people who really... Hey, can we turn the music down for a second?
I was reading a 1991 Playboy.
Dude, I wonder if there's anyone who like took these and went to an open mic.
Oh,
and was like,
fuck.
This is what the people want. Anyway, very bad.
Do you remember stand-up specials being that bad sometimes?
No.
Or like when you watch them on TV? Like from the 80s and the 70s and stuff?
I have no memory. I'm sure they existed. But I used to watch like... there used to be the show on HBO called like Rodney Dangerfield something or Live from Dangerfields or something like that. Take my wife, please. I can't get no respect from my wife. I can't get no respect from how tight my tie is around my wife.
My tie is so tight I can't get enough of my wife.
My tie is so tight that somebody has to take my wife, please.
Please, I need... Please help me, I need respect.
Please. I'm deeply unhappy because I get no respect
I
from
can't
my go wife.
I can't get no goddamn respect. All right, guys, what a fun, what a fun little drive down history road, huh?
And you know we're coming to Boston on December 1st, and you know we're going to Brooklyn on December 2nd. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, what the fuck is wrong?
You're out of your
you?
Mind, because I'll tell you, by the time this episode goes up, we really don't know where the ticket sales will be.
You're 100%
right.
But
there's a huge chance there won't be any tickets left.
Yeah, and maybe there's some tickets left for the November 5th. Edition of Surrounded at the World Famous Improv, but who knows if that's even true. I do know that there'll be a link for that in my wife in direct.me/MikeFalzone, or if you go to my Instagram, you click on the link, all these links will be there if there are even tickets left. We might get no respect.
Guys, we really appreciate you. You guys are so sweet. If you want to send in your own history roads, you can send those in to dynamicbanter@gmail.com. Also, got some really cool Halloween merchandise on the Dynamic Banter clothing website, dynamicbanter.clothing, over at Byron McCoy's joint. Byron's got some good stuff over there. You should check it out. I think Andre's got something to say.
Did somebody say peanuts?
Get the fuck out of here, Andre! You're a ghost! So, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Mike and I have officially lost our minds at the end of the episode today.
We did two today.
We did two today.
And that is always too much.
Yes.
But the good news is that, you know, next week we're not together, or in real time, next week we're not together, which means the following week is going to be Mike and Steve haven't seen each other for 2 weeks, so get ready for a zany fucking episode.
And it'll be Christmas time by then, which it'll is really exciting.
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
So, guys...
Can't get anything by you,
Balky. Can't get anything past you, Balky.
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
So, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. We appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for sending in the History Roads. Thank you to HeadGum and the sponsors. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Steve.
Catch you next time on the show. Goodbye, everybody. I turn this fucking thing off.
That was a HeadGum podcast.